In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today is First Friday, and today we remember with affection the Sacred Heart of Jesus, who was bleeding and who was hurt so much for the sins of the whole world. And I wanted to talk how your heart should be, children. And the answer is that your heart should be filled with love, just like our Lord's Sacred Heart was. But usually in your life, a good basic rule is that of moderation. It means that you should have and you should want neither too much or too little in your lives. For example, in your penance and fasting, you should never think that this is too hard to do and just continue to live like non-Catholics do. But you should also not starve yourself or drive yourself to poverty, because then you could not study or work. So usually virtue is found in the middle way. But when there is a question of how much you should love God, then abundance is rule and moderation is folly. The heart of a Christian can never love God too much. And there is never a question that maybe I should think less of God and more for my own personal needs. No, you need to love God as much as you can and even more, striving to love Him more and more each day. And as Saint Bernard put it best, the measure of our love is to love without measure. Today's saints are Saint Charles Borromeo and those glorious martyrs Saint Vitalis and Agricola. And I wanted to tell you about these two martyrs who gave their lives in defense of Christ's Church and his holy faith. Agricola was a noble man in Bologna, Italy, and he lived during the great persecution of Christians by the cruel emperor Diocletian. He had to live in the midst of pagan idolaters, but he lived such a peaceful and good life that he won his neighbor's affection. Agricola had a slave named Vitalis, and since Agricola was such a kind and gentle master, Vitalis learned from him the Catholic religion, the only road and way to heaven. But then the emperor's soldiers came and arrested them both. Vitalis, the slave, was the first one to be put to torture. But his heart was so filled with the love of God that during the whole time when he was cruelly tortured, Vitalis praised God and sing praises for his Savior and Master Jesus. Vitalis saw his own body all covered with wounds and blood, just like our Lord's body had been on the way of the cross, and just like his heart was bleeding when it cried for the sins of men. But Vitalis prayed God, prayed Jesus Christ, that since I have been deemed worthy to suffer like you have done, please receive my soul into heaven. And after this prayer, Saint Vitalis had just ended it, and then he died, and he went straight to heaven as a great martyr, as a great saint. There was still his master Agricola left here on this earth, and the soldiers had forced him to watch this cruel play and torture of theirs, so that he would be scared to give up his Catholic faith. But no, on the contrary, Agricola was fortified and encouraged by his slave's example. This so much enraged his judges that they chose to hang him on a cross, and his body was pierced with huge nails. And this way, the master who had been a ruler over his slave on earth joined with his former slave as a brother, as a saint in heaven. Dear children, love of God was that which caused these two great saints and martyrs to stand firm and to be brave confessor of their Catholic faith. If you love God, children, you are also willing to obey His commandments, no matter what comes or no matter who stands against you. This courageousness and bravery gives you forgiveness of your sins. It makes you children of God and heirs of heaven, so that you can be a saint one day as well. In your life as a follower of Jesus, faith in God prepares you to go to heaven, as does the hope of going there. But it is only love which actually carries you to heaven. Agricola, Vitalis, and all the martyrs and saints which we remember this week, they might have known everything about God and had very firm faith and hope that they would one day go to heaven. But had they not loved God and their neighbor abundantly, that is, very much and without measure, they would never have become saints and reached heaven. So, children, your first love must be God, and you have to love Him so much that you are ready to suffer and go through everything for His sake. And as you want yourself to go to heaven, you must also be willing to see all your friends, your family, and even your enemies to go to heaven as well. Our Father is so good and so gracious Father in heaven that He wants all His children on earth to be saved. And if the children and if the men who live now and who are not yet Christians look at you, children, they should notice that that's the way how God's follower, that's the way how disciple of Jesus acts, and that's the way I want to be as well. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.